Every other week, a small group comes together at the Breathitt County Extension Office in Jackson, Kentucky, to learn and share and joke and tell stories and support each other in regards to their health. But they're not sick, and they don't necessarily have any symptoms of anything. They're trying to prevent type 2 diabetes.
So when y'all eat, what do you usually eat first?
Whatever looks the best.
Yeah.
See, I was thinking. I wonder. Yeah. I save my favorite for last, so I probably eat more like the vegetables first. But sometimes that's bad because if I'm full,
then you don't get your favorite.
Or you'll just eat it anyway.
Eat it anyway. That's what I was thinking. I would eat it anyway.
I'm not about to.
The group is meeting through Juniper Health as a part of the Diabetes Prevention Program, a lifestyle change program developed by the National Centers for Disease Control. Juniper is just one of several clinics and health departments that offer the program across the region, and all of the groups are full of local people trying to stop diabetes before it starts.
You hear all the time people in the clinics talking about so-and-so lost a toe, or their aunt or uncle lost part of their leg, or, you know, we have a lady who's lost part of her arm. You know, it's just ridiculous when it's preventable.
Bridget Turner of Juniper Health is one of the facilitators of the Diabetes Prevention Program, or DPP for short. A few years ago, she herself was diagnosed with diabetes.
I was frustrated. There were so many opportunities along the way where I could have been given more information that I wasn't. It was really just disheartening to think, now I have it. And I didn't have to have it. And that's probably why when Missy said, let's become educators, I said, okay.
So, especially if you live around here, you've probably heard of diabetes. But briefly, there are two kinds. Type 1 diabetes is genetic, so you have to be born with it. Type 2, though, happens over the course of your life, and very basically, it's when your body stops being able to get rid of glucose, or sugar, in your bloodstream. This can lead to serious problems. It can damage your eyesight and your kidneys. It can cause you to lose feeling in parts of your body, and eventually even lose limbs. And it also carries a huge risk for cardiovascular disease, which in some cases can be life-threatening. But even if all this is familiar, there is another condition, known as prediabetes, that you might not know about. Basically, prediabetes means you don't have type 2 diabetes yet, but your blood sugar is high enough that you're officially in the danger zone for getting it. Prediabetes is often diagnosed through what's known as an A1C test, which takes an average of your blood sugar levels over the past 3 months.
If your blood sugar is, 5.7 to 6.4, you are prediabetic. And if you don't do some things to make some health changes, the chances of you actually developing diabetes are pretty high. And once you get diabetes, once you get over the 6.4 mark, you have diabetes forever. It doesn't go away. It might be controlled, but according to what we understand from my medical knowledge, once you get it, you've gotten it.
Part of what makes prediabetes so tricky is that you can have it without showing any symptoms. According to the CDC, about 1 out of 3 Americans already has prediabetes, whether we know it or not. Jonathan Piercy is a doctor from Hazard who works in the diabetes clinic at Perry County's North Fork Valley Community Health Center.
It would probably be easier if high blood sugar hurt, if there were a whole lot of symptoms, but in order to have actual symptoms acutely of high blood sugar, then it's got to be very high, which is part of why it takes so long for somebody to get treated.
Sadly, Eastern Kentucky has higher rates of diabetes than the rest of the state and the country. But even though it's common here, health workers say there are misconceptions about it. For one, they say people don't always realize that diabetes is preventable, even if it runs in your family. Rebecca Smith is another DPP educator at Juniper Health.
I actually had somebody pretty well known in the community tell me, he said, got that diabetes, I knew it was coming, it finally got me. I
was just like, come and got him, huh?
Come and got him, right off the couch.
I think it's just become commonplace for people. Grandpa had diabetes, granny had it, my aunt's sister had it, my aunt had it, and everybody just kind of is like, okay, I have diabetes now.
Mary Beth Castle is the DPP educator at the Johnson County Health Department in Paintsville. She herself was diagnosed with prediabetes a few years ago.
Okay, maybe I am going to end up with type 2 diabetes later on in life. I mean, it's the possibilities for me are good, but I'm willing to take the chances to try to prolong all of that down the road as long as I can.
And the DPP is set up to help people, especially people with prediabetes, prolong or even prevent diabetes entirely. It varies a little by county, but it's a year-long program. You meet in a small group once a week for 16 weeks, and then about once a month after that. Everyone gets an individual weight loss goal, and then you focus on strategies for getting there, like healthy recipes, keeping a log of what you eat, or tricks to get more exercise over the course of the day. Bridget says losing as little as 5-7% of your weight can go a long way in preventing diabetes.
We know that increasing activity and making better food choices can help prevent diabetes. What we have found is people who come in gung-ho for the program and have a lot of weight loss up front tend to burn out because they go so hard and so fast. It's not something that they can sustain for a lifetime. We talk a lot about baby steps. If you drink a lot of sugary beverages, where's maybe one less beverage that you could drink? Can you get up on a TV commercial and walk to the bathroom and come back? We want you to start thinking about ways that you can be more active. And 5-7%, if you weigh 300 pounds, 5% of that's only 15 pounds, right? So that's doable.
Another misconception the DPP tackles is that it's only sweet foods that can lead to diabetes. Here's Dr. Piercy again.
This is a point that a lot of people miss, is we're not just talking about things that are sweet. We're talking about breads, talking about potatoes, talking about starchy things. That's probably where more people get in trouble. It's the same molecules, the same glucose that gets formed when those break down.
You know, and just understanding, reading the label, and if you're eating a low-fat yogurt and you think you're doing great, but then you compare a low-fat yogurt with a light yogurt and realize the low-fat yogurt has twice the carbs in it as the light does, then you realize, oh my goodness, I thought I was doing good. Well, you were doing good. You just didn't have all the information. So here's a little bit more information.
Once you realize how much turns into glucose, whether it's ice cream or bread or potatoes, it can be overwhelming. But it doesn't mean you have to stop eating everything you like. Here's Mary Beth again.
I don't tell them they can't eat this or they can't eat that. I tell them they can have what they want to eat. They need to do it in moderation, and they need to look at portion sizes. We live in an area where our grannies and our mamas want our plates to be full of food, and they want us to eat everything on there. Trying to get them to get back to that, instead of 3 spoonfuls, start with 2 of green beans instead of 3 of the green beans, even though that's probably a better thing that you can eat. Because if they just cut back on portions alone, that's going to make a difference. I don't expect them to come in here and have 10 pounds lost, you know, in a week. Or maybe not even 10 pounds in a month. If they're moving the scale in the downward direction, that's what we want them to do. And I want them to feel good about it.
Kathy, on the other hand, did have a log for me.
She's good.
So she's so good.
She gets bonus points for the day.
Look at that 1 cup of water.
I'm trapped, Kathy.
Well, I was probably in denial, but my parents and my family have it. And life had happened to me. I lost both parents within 7 months. I was a caretaker, so I didn't get out a lot.
LaDonna Arms is from Paintsville and has been a member of the DPP group at the Johnson County Health Department. Mary Beth has been her group leader.
I guess it was just dealing with everything with my parents, and then when I lost them, I'm thinking, you know what, I'm not getting any younger. It is really time for me to get it in gear, you know, get it under control. I started making gradual changes, started walking a lot. Like Saturday, I walked over 7 miles, and I may want a candy bar. But then I may look at that calorie and that sugar content, and I'll think, I don't need that. So I may take a piece of fruit. And I was a big pop person. It's unbelievable amounts of sugar. Tried the sugar-free cherry Kool-Aid, you know, drink a lot more water. Just make better choices. Mm-hmm. And I feel a lot better.
You care to share how much weight you have lost?
As of today, 23 pounds. This has been life-changing for me.
Aww.
And I couldn't have handpicked any better group.
Had I thought about being diabetic? No, not really. I didn't have it in my family. I didn't have any symptoms. But I also know that I don't want any.
Doris Newton lives in Jackson, Kentucky. She recently went through the Juniper DPP program in Breathitt County.
I think accountability, that's probably the biggest thing that got me where I wanted to be.
Yeah.
And because we did it together and the other class members, and we were always very verbal about, did you lose any? Yeah. Oh, if you didn't, it'll be all right next week. And I was pretty successful. I think I did lose the most in that class, 23 pounds.
It was nice to not have to suck it up to zip your pants.
Masha Ott lives in the community of Wolverine. She was in the same class as Doris.
But I just followed exactly their protocol, and it really, really works in terms of knocking the pounds off. I think it was 17 if I count right. Diabetes is something you can turn around. Nip it in the bud, you can change it.
And a program like this can help you make those changes.
None of this is to say the DPP is easy, though. For one, changing habits is always hard. But healthier food can take more time to prepare and is often more expensive, which can be tough if you're on a budget. And in many parts of the region, places to buy groceries at all can be few and far between. Many local communities also just don't have very many practical or affordable places to exercise. The participants I spoke with, though, said these challenges were real, but the key for them was doing it together.
The weekly meeting is wonders. And just getting to hear what everybody else is doing. You know, if they've had a rough week, if they've had a great week, you know, just that moral support.
We have talked a lot about pop.
That's the biggest thing.
How's it going, Kathy, for you with drinking pop?
I'm not drinking her.
Are you drinking her?
But are you, are you enjoying it? Yes. Well, there you go. But you're targeting other areas.
Yes.
I have not met anybody who wants to make choices to lead them to diabetes on purpose. You know, and even myself. Am I as healthy as I need to be? No. But I don't drink pop anymore, you know, and my A1C is in a good place. I will not do things that are going to contribute to me not being able to see my grandchildren. My father-in-law lost his vision. And my last baby, he didn't get to see. That was preventable. And my brother-in-law died from diabetic complications. That was preventable. It doesn't have to happen.
And I'm looking for a life change. I don't want this just to be for 3 or 4 more months and then stop. I want it to be for a lifetime.
In Eastern Kentucky, the Diabetes Prevention Program is currently offered in small groups at the Kentucky River District Health Department, Juniper Health, the Clover Fork Clinic, the Johnson County and Clay County Health Departments, and online. To get your A1C checked, it's a simple blood test that your doctor can do in a single visit. For more on all this, and for a short quiz to see if you might be at risk for prediabetes, check out doihaveprediabetes.org. For Eastern Standard, I'm Parker Hobson from Apple Shops WMMT in Whitesburg.